Arkansas lawmakers have approved a bill that would allow healthcare providers to decline some non-emergency services based on moral objections. The House of Representatives passed Senate Bill 289, which would give providers the ability to refuse certain procedures if they have any religious, moral, or ethical objections. Republican Representative Brant Smith of Jonesboro presented the bill on the House floor.
It doesn't allow for discrimination. Instead, it simply supports a medical practitioner's right not to participate in certain scheduled procedures. Not against persons, but against procedures.
Democrat Representative Tippi McCullough of Little Rock spoke against the bill, saying it would not correct an existing problem.
In my mind, I'm trying to reconcile this bill because I do believe that our physicians and our healthcare workers will follow the Hippocratic Oath and stay true to their healing goals and do no harm. However, I know there will be some that will use this to discriminate or to make folks feel uncomfortable in a lot of ways.
Lawmakers voted 72 to 20 yesterday to approve the bill. It now goes back to a Senate committee for a vote. Bank OZK announced yesterday it has received approval from the Arkansas Public Service Commission and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to build a solar plant at a location that has yet to be announced. A bank statement issued yesterday indicates the solar plant will be the third largest commercial solar facility dedicated to a private sector customer in Arkansas. The completed plant will generate enough power to handle the needs of the bank's recently completed headquarters in Little Rock and up to 40 more bank offices throughout the state. University of Arkansas baseball team's 12-game winning streak may have ended Sunday afternoon in Ruston, Louisiana, but the team remains the unanimous number one club in the country. The Razorbacks are hosting non-conference opponent Oklahoma tonight at Baum Stadium, then begin the SEC season this weekend with three games at home against Alabama. Meanwhile, the Razorbacks softball team, ranked 19th in the country and fresh off a three-game sweep of South Carolina to start its SEC season, also home tonight, hosting Liberty at Bogle Park. And the Museum of Native American History in Bentonville is announcing it will reopen to the public April 2nd with limited capacity and new safety measures. You can book tickets now. Guests can reserve free time tickets and view all of the specific health guidelines at the museum's website. That's Mona, MONAH.US, Mona.US. The days of operation will be Wednesday through Saturday. Face masks will be required upon entry, along with social distancing of standing 6 feet apart from non-household groups.